This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy!
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean Podcast.
I had a look, I'm not ashamed to say it, a bit of a couch nap.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm not lazy. I just enjoy sleeping. I'm passionate about sleep.
It's good to have a hobby.
So I'll often wake up from my warm bed and then just move to the couch. I had a little nap and I'm pretty sure I saw a little, I'm in a tiny little one bedroom, something mouse-size,
yeah.
Scammer, is that words? It is now.
Skittered and scammered.
Skittered and scammered across, my head. A stammer, I couldn't speak properly, it was very embarrassing, across my kitchen floor and then under the fridge.
Oh.
So I strategically got onto the kitchen table,
yeah.
I have a bar fridge because, you know, by myself it's fine, pulled it out and tried to shake it around, couldn't see anything.
So maybe it escaped via a hole behind the fridge.
Now I'm just telling myself that I didn't see anything and I'm ignoring the situation. I've blocked it out of my mind.
There you go. That'll work.
I don't have any food in my house, Dean.
No, food, what's that?
Joy 94.9.
What have you been doing lately, Dean? Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
What does that mean?
Dean's Dilemma. Tales of an almost middle-aged white gay male.
Mm-mm.
You don't know how hard my life is, Jack. You do not know how hard my life is.
I feel for you every minute of the day.
Went shopping the other day. Went to the supermarket.
Yeah, okay.
Thought I'd go and get some veg. Bit of veg, bit of protein.
No fruit?
No, I was buying something for dinner on the way home.
Too much fructose. I understand.
I'm cutting back on my fructose, yeah. Don't you know? I'm sugar-free, don't you know?
I do, yeah.
So, yes, went to get some veg. And, so I got my salmon steak. Started the salmon steak.
Beautiful.
So that's my protein out of the way.
Mm.
Thought I'd maybe some broccoli, maybe some carrots, maybe
would
some
Would you saute
beans.
That in some garlic?
What, the veggies broccoli? Or the salmon?
No, the veggies.
I'd pan-fry the salmon.
Yes.
Not that you asked that, but I'm telling you, I'd pan-fry
Bless
the salmon.
You.
And then I was thinking I could steam the veggies. I think steam's a better option.
I feel that, yeah.
But anywho, I'm in the supermarket. I'm looking at the veggies, doing my perusing of the veggies on display.
A little fondle.
I wasn't fondling the veggies. No,
right,
no. I don't go
enough.
That far. Goodness.
There's cameras.
But are there? Oh, now that I know that. But can I tell you, Jax, they've now got like pre-cut veggies.
Oh, I've seen them in the plastic
bags. In
the
little plastic bags. You know,
yes.
little cut-up broccoli and little cut-up cauliflower
tempting.
And little cutting up. Carrot something. Look, Jack, I'm a busy man on the go.
Mm,
I haven't got time
going.
To be cutting my veggies.
No, who has time for clean a knife?
But then I thought, is this sustainable?
No,
I don't think it is.
Polystyrene, no thank you.
No. But can I tell you?
What did you do?
I did.
Oh,
I went
no.
there. I thought I'm an almost middle-aged white gay male. I'm too busy to be cutting my vegetables.
You just sassed it in your basket. You're like, screw this.
No one was looking. Well, maybe the cameras are looking now that you've spoiled it
yeah.
for me. But yeah.
That happens a lot. They even peel mandarins and put them under plastic.
No, they don't.
A lot of memes about that going, oh, if only there was some sort of covering to help this out,
oh,
which
really?
Would be the peel.
Goodness me. Oh, mama.
Were they delightful?
They were very nice,
oh,
I've got to say.
It.
Hey, this is Jonas Blue and William Singe with Mama. You're on Joy.
Wonderful.
Where should we run to? We got the world in our hands and we're ready to play. They say we're wasted, but how can we waste it if we're loving every day? Okay, I got the keys to the universe, so stay with me. Cause I got the keys, babe. Don't wanna wake up.
takes us wherever we like. We got our problems, but just for the minute, let's push all our troubles aside. Alright, cause we got the keys to the universe inside our minds. Yeah, we got the keys, baby.
We're talking about my dilemma. My dilemma is going to the supermarket and having cut up vegetables. Is that wrong to buy cut up vegetables? Is that lazy?
It's meant to be convenient, but it's not good for Mother Earth.
It's not good for Mother Earth. What do you
reckon? It is lazy. And I say that it's lovingly.
Misjudgment, yeah.
Because my beautiful fiance does the same thing. She buys the frozen cut up, like pre-cut veggies, and makes that for dinner.
So I'm going.
But it's convenient.
It is convenient. But look, you want to eat sugar-free, fructose-free, all that sort of free.
Yes.
You want to make your life as easy as possible. So buying pre-cut vegetables just make my life a little bit better. But who else has gone fructose-free? Yes.
Well, we've got a little email in or text in, whatever you want to call it, from Angela, saying, nice to know there is someone else out there who's going fructose-free. She's just been diagnosed and it's pretty lonely going fructose-free, which
it's hard. No, it is hard.
I've always had some, I had a lot of elimination diets, trying to see what my problem was. Uh-huh. I had a hose up my bum, which, was optional.
Oh, yes, please.
I had a colonoscopy. You can't eat for 2 days prior, and then when you wake up after it, they give you cheese and a cup of tea. It was the best day of my life. It's like living in Paris again. But I was all fine from gluten-free and fructose-free. But you really have to be very careful what's in this, what's in that. So you try to do your best with fruit and vegetables. But sometimes you're just like, I want to be healthy, but I know when I get home I'm not going to be. If everything's cut in, put it in a wok, stir-fry it, off you go.
Do your vegetables have an ingredients list on them? Do they say contains fructose? Or do you have to do that research yourself? That's hard.
Do a bit of research. No, you know fruit,
that.
So, yeah.
That is the effort that you take. So then it makes it okay to buy pre-cut vegetables. Because you're already going to...
You know, my fancy would be to have like a personal chef. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Who does all the hard work for you?
No, your life is very difficult. You've been thinking about on that level.
That almost middle-aged gay white male.
You don't know how hard it is.
So tough.
It's a FODMAPS diet, if anyone's wondering. FODMAPS.
Is that right?
It's an acronym for something. I don't know. All the things.
Food on maps.
You can't have garlic. You can't have onions.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you have to be very careful what you eat because your tum-tum gets upset.
But the advantage is you do get a hose up your bum.
You get a hose up your bum and
silver
a cup
linings
of tea.
Everywhere.
That's Joy.
This is from Ellie Goulding now. This is Burn. You're on Joy.
Ow, it's hot.
We don't have to worry about nothing. We got the fire and we burn in one hell of a something. Gonna see us from outer space, light it up like we're the stars of the human race. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We gonna let it burn.
gonna put it out, out, out. We can light it up. Gonna let it burn.
Ellie Goulding, she's going to let it burn.
Hot, 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 put it out.
You're with Rach and Dean with Jax in the back for the drive home this Tuesday night. It's 27 minutes to five.
Do you want to know something that I have noticed a lot lately and it cracks me up, and it probably shouldn't, but it makes me laugh so hard.
Oh, it makes you laugh. It's a funny crack up, not it's a
funny,
not anger.
Yes, no. Funny crack up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's that?
When you so I drive myself, so I'm often in the car observing people outside of vehicles, and I go past so many people, particularly people when I'm turning a corner, who are standing at the traffic lights waiting for it to turn green. And it doesn't turn green because they haven't pressed the button.
As a full-time pedestrian, I find that very frustrating. You're waiting next to someone. You assume you never want to be that person that pushes the button and like,
push in front of them to like push.
And I've waited for like 5 or 7 minutes. I'm like, you haven't pressed the button. But this is your responsibility. I hate you.
But when I press the button, can I tell you this? I don't press once. I'm a triple print.
No, but that's fine.
Is that okay?
Too much and not at all.
That doesn't show that I'm a little bit impatient. I just want the...
No, but someone's like, oh, it's not changing. I'm like, have you pressed it? Like, they're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, you should not be here now in life.
I don't know if that's funny or not. I think it's infuriating.
It's infuriating if you're the person standing on the street, but... If you're in the car, it's hilarious. I'm like, I'm going around the corner. You got a red man.
When you're cruising past with your broken window.
Exactly. I still haven't got it fixed.
Oh, no.
Joy.
You with Rach and Dean with Jack in the back.
Heartache.
Oh, Jack.
I'm fine.
Isn't it sad that there's no Band-Aids for hearts?
Well, I think there's a... Doesn't matter. I was going to say a tracheotomy. What's that? I don't know.
But you know what might fix a heartache?
What would fix a heartache?
A double pass to the movies.
Oh, my goodness. In front of me, would you believe it?
No.
I have a free double pass.
Yeah, really?
Well, two, have you heard of Atomic Blonde?
Is that like Atomic Kitten?
Rach has. She's a hairdresser. It's an Oscar winner. Charlize Theron, that's not words, explodes in Atomic Blonde, a breakneck action thriller that follows M16, most lethal assassin, through a ticking time bomb of a city simmering with revolution and double-crossing hives of traitors. I'm anxious reading that. That sounds scary. But it's this wonderful, dazzling movie. It's gotten all sorts of wonderful reviews. So
got us to thinking, what's your undercover spy name? Do you have a name? So if I think about Will and Grace, which I know is not a spy thriller, but Karen Walker had an undercover name, which was? Join in.
I don't remember.
Oh, no. You did tell me before. I forgot.
This is a gay radio station, gals. Come on.
Sorry. I don't remember.
Anastasia Beaverhausen.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I've got one. Mine would be Fanny Frontbottom.
Oh, that'll trick them. So you can check into a hotel under that name.
Yes, and leave a weird scent behind.
You would. Rach, do you have an undercover name?
Oh.
Rose Elbow. I'm just looking at her tattoo. Elbow, that's all.
Yes, that would work. Rose Elbow. Done, sold. Ah.
Yes.
All you have to do is let us know what would your spy name be. So there was Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I got given one by Jack just before because she looked at my elbow, so I'm Rose Elbow.
You got a tattoo of a rose on your elbow.
I do.
Rose Elbow. I like that.
It's nice.
Jack, what's yours again? It's hilarious.
Fanny front bottom.
Subtle.
Yeah.
You,
all right.
You blend in really well. Undercover. She's undercover.
Wait, it's her front bum.
See, mine's a little bit more highbrow.
Ooh, oh, what is that?
Well, he says that. I've said it up, haven't I? Really? Maybe it's not, now that I've said it.
With your blistering sexuality.
You ready? No, my blistering. My blister or my blistering sexuality? Different topic.
I'm sure there's a cream for that.
I'm sure there is. My name would be Roger Thornhill.
Oh, yes.
Why?
Why? Have you ever seen a little film by Alfred Hitchcock starring Cary Grant called North by Northwest?
Probably not.
In North by Northwest, Cary Grant plays a character called Roger Thornhill.
Ah.
It's a little bit meta, a little bit clever. Yeah. But I think, you know, 'cause I think Cary Grant's pretty cool.
You might say, oh, too smart for the room.
I love a peppermint choc top.
Oh, do you?
Sometimes boysenberry.
Yeah.
But also giant popcorn.
Oh, I do like my popcorn. Yeah, yeah. I like my popcorn.
Yeah, I used to work at a popcorn shop.
Delicious.
Story for another day. Back to the topic, Jax. Back on track. Get back in the back. We have had a message through.
We have had a message through. Roy has said that their spy name would be Richard Deluxe.
Oh, I like that.
Or do you know what's short for Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think is what he's saying?
He's got an alternative.
Is Roy
as
being
well.
Saucy?
Or he would be... Cassandra Nova.
That's I like that.
Oh, it's like Casanova.
Oh, were you thinking Doodle Deluxe? So what you thinking?
Oh, Doodle Deluxe.
Yeah. Like Richard, short for Richard. Anyway.
Actually, Doodle Deluxe sounds like an ice cream you could have at the movies.
Delicious. I'll have 7 pints of that, thank you.
Timo has said, my spy name would be the Archduchess Pam Hildegard von Spartenheim.
Is it Hyam or Hyman?
I'll spat all over whatever
but
it is.
It's splatting whatever it is.
We had Alan from Port Melbourne text in with Randy McKnight.
Oh, I like that.
Was his spy name.
Subtle.
Uh-huh. Yes. What about, what was that movie where that, oh my gosh, the teenager who is not 21 gets a fake ID and he calls himself McLovin.
Yes.
And it's just McLovin.
Yeah. Yes, with Bill Hader was the actor there, and he's tremendous. Super Troopers.
It was like Super Troopers. Pineapple Express or one of those. Anyway, whatever. Point is, we're giving away a double pass to go and see Atomic Blonde, which is featuring Charlize Theron, and we want to get your spy name. So send us a message, 0427JOY949, or they can call Simon on the front desk.
Sexy McBoob is a good one.
Sexy McBoob, yeah.
Yep.
And what was yours again?
Rose Elbow.
Rose Elbow. Mine is Roger Thornhill from North by Northwest.
Fanny Front Bottom.
Yeah, that's really subtle. You really blend nicely there.
Or I was going to have Wayne Megabutts.
Wayne Megabutts.
I don't know. Don't ask me my opinion. It's always going to be stupid.
The spy who butted me. Yeah. Megabutts. We had another one in there, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hello. Tim from Clifton Hill. Mm-hmm. And he's provided his membership number, which you have to do. Well done.
In the draw, yeah.
So Tim's spy name is Vladimir Trumper. Or Trumper. I don't know. How would you say that?
Oh, because it's like Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump together, the two.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I know. That works on a number of levels, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit more clever than Megabutt, but, you know. All right, mate.
Joy 94.9.
Hey.
What's happened?
Well, how's your love life going there, Jax?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. We all know it's terrible. Why? What have you got some advice for me? What am I doing wrong?
Stories from Jack's life, as if it was a 90s sitcom. I have discovered some dating tips.
Oh, thank you.
I know, because, you know.
Bestow them on me. What have you got?
These are from the 1950s, though.
That's going to be relevant.
They're tried and true.
When did the internet come into fruition?
You got your pen, got your paper, you ready?
I've got my ink and quill.
Yeah, ink and quill. First tip, don't be familiar with the head waiter talking about the fun you had with someone else another time. Men deserve, nay, they desire your entire attention.
Oh, God, I'm going to hate this. This is
Now,
this is not helpful. What else you got?
I just took such a deep breath that I nearly choked myself.
This is just real tips. This is from the 1950s.
Yes.
If you need a brassiere, wear one. And don't tug at your girdle, and be careful that your stockings are not wrinkled. This is what you're doing wrong.
These are all my mistakes. I'm always tugging at my girdle. My pantyhose are flopping down. What, you know, sometimes when you have those control stockings, I was walking down, and my gusset, it was falling down with me because I went Spanx then stockings, so they slipped off. So I was walking down with a short skirt, and my stocking gusset was falling down.
Down around your ears.
Short skirt. Against my knees, and I'm squatting on Bourke Street. So that is what I'm doing wrong.
You are such a catch. Another one. You ready, Jax? You ready?
Yes.
Don't sit in awkward positions.
Oh, God.
And never look bored, even if you are. Be alert. And if you must chew gum, which is not advised, do it silently with your mouth closed.
Women should be seen and not heard. That's what I'm hearing. Don't sit awkwardly. God, that could be anything.
Oh, this one. Careless women never appeal to gentlemen. Don't talk while dancing, for when a man dances, he wants to dance.
Shut up, babe. I'm trying to boogie.
I'm trying to have a dance.
One more. The last one, Jax. Yes. You ready? This might be the clincher.
Please.
Don't be conspicuous when out on a date by talking to other men. The last straw is to pass out from too much liquor. Chances are your date will never call you again.
Oh, no. What will I do without the attention from the other sex?
Joy.
It's pretty good bit of sunshine, yeah?
Yes.
A bit of rainbow. Bring a bit of rainbow to your drive.
Yeah, and hoping people are appreciating what we do. I was out last Friday. Uh-huh. I mean, that's no surprise to anyone. And one of my beautiful friends, Adam, his band was playing, bless his socks, they were awesome. And his friend comes up to me and goes, "Are you Adam's friend Jacqueline who does comedy?" I'm like, I am. Why? What happened? What have I done? My reaction.
Yeah.
What have I done?
What have I said?
Oh
my God.
What was I holding? What did I insert? And then he goes, "This is weird. Are you Jax in the back?"
Ah.
And I'm like, shut up. And I'm like, maybe? And he goes, "No, I listened to your show. I think you're all really great."
Yeah. Aww.
And I had this silly little grin on my face. I'm like, thank you so much. That's amazing. And he was just lovely. Andrew, his name was.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Did he say, "I thought you'd be taller"?
To me, no.
No.
He said, "Gosh, you look perfect." And I said, no one was.
Your skin is flawless.
Yeah.
I pictured you kind of differently somehow.
Exactly. You've only got three teeth. No. And that's just a lovely thing to hear. And also today we've got a message in from Chaminda.
Hey.
Also just saying she's really loving the show and keep it up, which is lovely to hear.
It's nice getting messages in, isn't it?
It's nice. It's nice to know that we're appreciated.
Joy. Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.